of you following these posts, and I sincerely apologize, you know I ignored the pleadings of my better half to hire a bathroom remodeling company to tear out our old shower and install a new one. I did this partly because the remodelers I called were busy until the following year or two, but to be honest, because I'm mule-headed, one of those husbands who thinks he can handle a little do-it-yourself without bringing catastrophe upon our house. Okay, full disclosure, I've had some close calls. Once, when building the house, I removed a couple of interior studs to make room for a Russian fireplace. What turned out to be very structural load-bearing studs. Within a half minute, the upper story was sagging into the first floor, 2x4s were bending precipitously, and yeah, Mr. DIY was nervous. Okay, he was scared the entire house was going to collapse before he could shove some hastily cut studs and pound them into place with a maul. And yeah, I'll admit at one point I considered the necessity of evacuating the house before I was killed by my own stupidity. Lessons have been learned. Almost burning down my studio working on a 60-amp breaker that I grounded inadvertently. Okay, another close call. Smoldering walls and a call to the volunteer fire department. Another instructional exercise. Although not as quickly learned when I wired a 240-volt heater incorrectly some years later and wire nuts were melted with scorch marks on the wall. But I was younger then and far less wise than I am in my advancing old age. Forget about that maxim, old dogs and new tricks. We're talking humans. But I digress. Let's fast forward to the new shower Karen didn't want me installing myself. Took a while, but got it in okay. Until we noticed the leaks coming in from somewhere. No big deal, just go back and caulk a little more. Day after day, the same thing. Mystery leaks coming from God only knows where. A month went by, and it became apparent to even me that this new shower might have to be torn out and find out if that leak was from the drain pipes. Maybe I forgot to glue them together about the only thing left as the culprit. Of course it also occurred to me, and I'm sure Karen too, that the second time through might be similar to the first time through. This, dear reader, is Plumbing 101. A little like quantum physics, where the usual laws of the universe are skewed by the observance of the physicist. Desperate troubles call for desperate measures. Drinking, for one, which of course didn't really offer help. In the end, out of solutions and out of time too, I did what I always do in these situations. Just try anything at all, no matter how insane. What do you got to lose? Maybe a flooded house. Okay, I'll give you that. 2 days ago, I bought some stop leak gunk used to seal up holes in radiators in cars and trucks. Last time I used that stuff, I plugged my Rambler's heater completely. So I know it works, just sometimes maybe a little too well. I rammed a towel down the shower drain to partially plug the water from draining too fast, then little by little poured the entire bottle of gunk down the hole. I know, it was the act of a half-crazed plumbing victim, facing no other options than tearing out the shower and starting over. Probably doing exactly the same thing and expecting better results. Let me say, in conclusion, the leak has stopped. Or leaks. Yes, Virginia, there are miracles, even though they are essentially unheard of in the world of plumbing. And once again, by the skin of my teeth, I can say I averted what should have been a DIY catastrophe, but admittedly, not without psychic scars. You out there looking for a plumbing influencer such as myself, trust me, do not try this in your own home.